With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Biden White House is said to be considering some preemptive pardons. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Donald Trump and some of his incoming appointees have threatened to go after the president-elect's critics. According to Politico, President Biden's aides are concerned that current and former federal officials who have angered Trump will be legal targets. And that's prompted discussions inside the White House about whether the president should grant blanket preemptive pardons for people like former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons is permanently closing a women's prison in California and will idle six facilities in a sweeping realignment after years of abuse, decay, and mismanagement. The agency informed employees in Congress Thursday that it plans to shutter the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California, and deactivate minimum security prison camps in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Florida. Staff and inmates are being moved to other facilities. Also at SRNnews.com, America's employers were in a hiring mood last month.
According to the Labor Department, 227,000 jobs were added in November, a significant increase from the 36,000 that were added the month before. The unemployment rate ticked up 0.1% to 4.2%. Americans as a whole have been enjoying unusual job security. This week, the government reported that layoffs fell to just 1.6 million in October, below the lowest levels in the two decades that preceded the pandemic.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. President-elect Trump is off to Paris in his first international trip since the election. He'll be joining world leaders and other dignitaries at a ceremony to celebrate the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire in 2019. He'll also meet with French President Emmanuel Macron. This is SRN News. A famous nativity scene needs some help.
The life-size creche has been set up on Chicago's Daly Plaza, just like it has been for the past 40 years. But the whole thing is looking a little worse for wear. 40 Chicago winters have taken their toll on the figures and the manger, and organizers are asking for donations to refurbish everything. They've set up a GoFundMe page for the nativity and are trying to raise the $40,000 that will be needed to provide repairs and a new coat of paint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he'll consider it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey writes in an opinion that his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to get abortions. Missouri voters approved an amendment this month that enshrines abortion in the state constitution, but the measure does not specifically override any state laws. This is SRN News. Nearly 3 out of 10 U.S. drugstores that were open during the previous decade had been closed by 2021.
A study published in Health Affairs says Black and Latino neighborhoods were most vulnerable to the retail pharmacy closures, which can chip away at already limited care options in those communities. Many drugstores are continuing to struggle, and the trend has potentially gained momentum since the study timeframe. Since 2021, the major chains Walgreens and CVS have closed hundreds of additional stores, and Rite Aid shrank as it went through a bankruptcy reorganization. John Scott reporting.
A federal appeals court panel has unanimously upheld a law that could lead to a ban on TikTok as soon as next month, handing a resounding defeat to the popular social media platform. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled that the law, which requires TikTok to break ties with its China-based parent company, is constitutional. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.